Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Imagine watching football and someone goes down with a head injury. Rather than wheel him off the field, they bring out a helmet for the guy.
Yeah, this is that new pet helmet, right?
Exactly. It's basically a mobile PET scan for the head, which has amazing applications for head injuries. This is especially true for stroke victims because every 40 seconds, someone in the U.S. has a stroke, and every 4 minutes, a person dies of one.
Since the key to surviving is getting a quick diagnosis, the helmet would shorten that time. Paramedics could begin scanning a patient's head on the way to the hospital.
The image helps doctors determine which type of stroke occurred so they know how to treat it. Stroke happens when blood flow to a part of the brain is disrupted by a blockage or a rupture of the blood vessel. Without oxygen, brain cells began to die rapidly.
The helmet is the size of a motorcycle helmet. It scans like a regular PET scan and produces detailed images of the brain.
Patients inhale, swallow, or have injected small amounts of radioactive materials or radio tracers. The radio tracers put out signals that an imaging PET detector then sends to a computer, which integrates them into images. The radio tracers leave the body in about 2 to 10 hours and equate to the radiation from a CT scan.
The current version of the helmet is a bit heavy. A standard one weighs 6.6 pounds, and the upgraded model is a hefty 20 pounds.
Scientists have come up with a way to counterweight the load off someone's neck. However, we imagine future versions will be a lot lighter.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.